Oh shit. Oh god. Did I just walk into the wrong fucking... Sorry, my head was in something else. Okay. Hi. Well, this is very awkward, don't you think? No, it's, good lord. I didn't mean to. I was looking forward to going home, and so my head was somewhere else, and I walked into the wrong shower room. Clearly you had other plans than just taking a shower, were you? I'm not judging. I mean, there's nobody here. Well, nobody was here until I came along. But it's normal, I guess. Yeah. You don't understand the amount of, like, men who come here, work out, do their training, work really hard, and then go into the private showers, and then, you know, to relieve themselves. It's quite common. 'Cause some dudes are louder than what you were doing, obviously. Oh yeah, some of them can get real, almost yelly. They kind of forget that the sounds echo. So, well, we don't say anything. Although some dudes will come up to them and be like, yo, you were kind of obvious. So that's an... Anyways, you haven't covered up yet. Yeah, well, I probably should have turned around, but I usually... Sorry, my professionalism is rearing its ugly head here. You can cover up if you feel like you need to, but know that I'm... Again, like, this shit is common, so I don't really mind. But I usually take these types of situations as a sign that you might be stressing out on some things. And if that's the case, you can definitely tell me. You know, you're a very important, how should I say this? You're very important to our team, and I would much rather be 100% sure that you're not just in a good, you know, physical health, like you're not just in good shape health-wise, physically, is what I'm trying to say, but also both emotionally and mentally. And usually when these things happen, well, I'm not a scientist, but I assume that you're stressed out for other things, or that there is some sort of pressure. And I know that, you know, we have a big event coming up soon, and I just want to make sure that, you know, you are coping with that pressure properly. Well, it certainly isn't comfortable to just be doing it here in the showers, I assume. I mean, wouldn't you rather be properly taken care of? Yes, that's what I said. Wouldn't you rather be properly taken care of? In a professional sense, if you know what I mean. Well, as your coach, I feel like it's my obligation to make sure that you're feeling good. After all, again, I want to make sure that both physically and mentally, and well, emotionally, you're feeling good and you're not feeling any pressure. So you jerking off in the bathroom, to me, is a sign that you are feeling some pressure right now, because if you weren't able to get rid of it during your workout, then that means something might be wrong. And as your coach, it's my responsibility, I would say, to make sure that you are, you know, that tension, that pressure is properly off your mind. Your shoulders are tensing right now, and I could clearly see it. Either that or you're just flexing to me, and you don't need to do that because I know quite well what you're capable of. So I assume that, it's because you have other things in mind. I hope it doesn't bother you, of course, that I'm offering you this. You can definitely decline if you'd like, but I feel like it's best done by a professional. By your coach, rather than by you alone. Besides, what if you strain yourself? You were just carrying some pretty heavy stuff back there. Oh well, if you keep jerking off at that speed and that pressure, you might strain yourself, don't you think? I thought so. So, I assume that you're good with me, performing these acts to make sure you feel better, right? Think of it as a sports massage, except it's for something else. You can't do a sports massage on your own, right? So here's where your coach comes in handy. No pun intended. Here, why don't you sit on the bench and I'll take care of the rest. We don't have to talk about this after, and we don't have to tell anybody about this. So, it's just a normal, private extension of a training session between you and your coach. Sounds fair? Good. So, go ahead, take your seat on the bench. Relax your muscles. You only need one to be working, anyways. And here, let me help you even more. Take this sports bra off. You know what? I think I'm gonna keep the yoga pants on. I think that you really appreciated it while we were working out a while ago, so I think it's best if I keep it. I always knew you were an ass type of guy, anyways. Actually, here. Let me give you a good view of my ass, too. You like what you see? Good. Well, I'm not going to be facing backwards because that's going to be impractical. But what I will do is get on my knees, arch my back, and push off my butt like this so you can have something to stare at while I take this nice, big, hard cock down my mouth. Get into position. There. You could stare as much as you'd like, and if it even helps you, you could hold my head as additional support, Oh my. Well, you certainly taste as good as you look. I should tell you, if you're feeling any stress at all, any pressure at all, and you feel like this is the only way to relieve it. Don't hesitate to call on me. I am your coach after all. And you are one of my best students, so. This could be a thing just between you and me. None of the team will ever hear about it. Because it is exclusive training. Well, I just can't have competing with this much stress, you know? I need to make sure you're properly relaxed and ready for every competition, too. And that goes for every training session. Any female coach will offer this to you. Especially since you're so generous. In terms of size, I mean, and taste, all that power in this cock. Any female coach would consider themselves very lucky. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. No way. This training is mutual, you know? Because it helps me some of my muscles too. And I'll have to train it even more. If it means you'll feel much better with my mouth and my tongue. Try not to come yet, please. Think of it as resistance training. Just imagine an invisible band stopping you from coming for now. And that massive relief when you can finally let go. Besides, I'm enjoying myself way too much. Just so good. I want more. Here, why don't I massage you with my throat? How did that feel? God, you're so fucking big. No, I can go for one more time. Let's go. See how I feel like I'm getting stronger already. Why don't we go for our personal best on the third rep? Probably should have timed that. It's okay. Plenty of time to practice after this. Or at least we know it's possible that I could go for this size. Are you getting close? Are you getting close? Go ahead. Come on, my phone. Come on, my phone. Protein after all. How are you feeling? Better? More relieved? More relaxed? Less pressure? Good. Good. That's exactly what a coach wants to hear. You did very well. Well, as I said, if you're feeling, you know, any pressure, any pain, anything at all that needs to be fixed, just let me know, okay? And we can definitely, definitely have more private sessions back at my apartment if you feel like you're more comfortable with that. Good. Now go ahead and clean up, and I will go to the correct private shower this time and clean up myself. And if nobody's around, I'll let you know. Maybe you can join me.